Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, we are going to be chatting about this great debate of macros versus micros. And this is actually a conversation that has been inspired by some coaching sessions that I've had with a couple of different clients. I think that if you've been in the macro world for a little bit, you might even be wondering this yourself. So the reason why this comes up is because on social media, you're probably seeing a lot of macro-based things. And by macros, I mean macronutrients, right? So those are our three big main nutrients, proteins, fats, and carbs that our food is broken down into. So if you are listening to this, you're not really sure what micros and macros are, that is perfectly fine. I still believe that you will find some value in this episode as you navigate, because now that you've heard it, you'll probably see macros kind of popping up everywhere. So really where this conversation stemmed from was a client had asked me what my thoughts were on seeing like people eating things that maybe were a little bit more positive for macros, but not exactly taking into account micros. So what I mean by that is that a lot of foods can be both protein, fats, and carbs and have, you know, good macro breakdown of those ingredients, which again is kind of arbitrary depending on your goals. But when we say macro friendly, that's often what we're talking about here. So with that, it has higher protein, it has decent amount of carbs, not too high of fats. That's probably what most people mean when they say something is macro friendly. But again, that's really subjective to whatever you are personally pursuing in terms of your macro goals. Then on the flip side of that, macro friendly does not take into account necessarily how healthy something is from a micro standpoint. And micronutrients are vitamins and minerals and all the little things that go into our health that sometimes get overlooked. And so when it comes to this topic, you're going to often see in the macro world this concept of if it fits your macros. And this is something that has been around for pretty much a majority of the bodybuilding macro days. And so this is where you see people eating Pop-Tarts and things like that. And again, not to say that Pop-Tarts are bad. And I actually feel that this can be extremely beneficial for certain clients, right? I started personally in the macro world. I wasn't really paying attention to micros just yet. And for me, macronutrient tracking allowed me to understand that no foods are off limits, and that really helped me heal my relationship with food. So I do believe that for some clients and for some people, that that can be a really useful strategy, macro tracking. But on the flip side of that, I think sometimes we neglect the micronutrient side of things, right? And so this is where we're looking at the quality of the foods that you are eating, not just the quantity. Macros is more of the quantity. Quality in terms of, are we eating whole foods or are we just eating things that fit our macros? Okay, so you're going to see a lot of this discrepancy on social media and really maybe be wondering, well, what should I focus on? What is more important? And I'm going to tell you that both of these things are important, right? It matters, the breakdown of the meals in terms of protein, fats, and carbs. Yes, that matters for sure. But at the same time, we also want to pay attention to the quality of the foods that are going into our body. So it's not just a matter of how much we are eating, but really what you are eating. When it comes to this conversation for you, I think that it's important to just look at it on a big picture scale, paying attention to macros, making balanced meals where you can, but also incorporating those micronutrients where you can as well, right? That means getting vegetables in. Maybe that's putting some fresh herbs on your meals. Maybe that's some microgreens, like all different little things that we can do to enhance the quality of our meals. This can also be eating more grass-fed meats or even paying attention to organic versus non-organic, and not to go crazy over, because I think that it can get very overwhelming when we start to dive into this unprocessed whole foods narrative. And so instead of worrying about having everything be organic that you eat, maybe it's just, you know, what are the things that maybe would be better to eat if they were organic? So that's kind of the conversation that I would love to encourage you to have here, is to start to identify maybe what your breakdown looks like. What are your beliefs around macros and micros? And are you paying attention to both, right? Are you making both of these things a priority? It doesn't mean that you need to change, you know, 180 what you're currently doing, but I do think that it requires just putting things under a microscope and looking a little bit more closely at maybe where we can be paying attention. For some of us, maybe it's the other way. Maybe we need to pay attention to macros, right? Maybe we have been so focused on whole and unprocessed foods, but maybe you're not getting enough protein in and you're feeling lethargic and you're feeling never really satisfied or full. Then for you, this would be a good conversation to maybe pay attention to macros, right? So here's how you can see that these two things balance each other out. And again, it's not to say that one is more important than the other, but that both are important and that both of these deserve a space for you to start to pay attention to. So just want to encourage you this week to kind of take an audit of where you're at, what you need support with, and maybe where you can beef up either your macros or your micros. As always, I hope you find this episode helpful, and I'll talk to you all soon.